day one of the long-awaited offensive on Mosul. The planning of this operation had already taken months. The first task to clear the many villages on the road to Mosul, the city where the head of so-called Islamic State, Baghdadi, had declared his caliphate. We joined the Iraqi army's quick reaction force to the south of Mosul. Still 40 miles from the city itself. Initially, there appeared to be little resistance as they moved through the desert, but that didn't last.
That mad rush across the desert happened after we've skirted a village and they spotted a number of suicide truck bombs coming towards them. We think two of them at least went off. Not sure about the third. It looks like everybody managed to escape, but it was a close shave.
On the second day, there were signs of increasing resistance, with IS using suicide truck bombs as well as firing rockets and mortars. The enemy fighting from a distance and often out of sight. These harrying attacks were making life more difficult and dangerous for General Abbas and his men.
But it's a dangerous job for you. I just witnessed it in there. Dangerous?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. Danger meet here. Danger job, yeah. We fight. We are a fighter. You know, we are a soldier.
Are you worried about truck bombs, the threat it is to your men?
Yeah, I will be worried, because there are not men.
The Iraqi army's been retrained and re-equipped since it fled Mosul without a fight in 2014. They've already recaptured the cities of Tikrit, Ramadi and Fallujah, but taking back Mosul will be their toughest test yet. We joined the US-led coalition's most senior commander in Iraq on his first journey to assess the progress of the battle. America's providing vital support to the Iraqis, air power and artillery, as well as military advisers, to target IS, also known as Daesh. But Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend insists the Mosul operation is not an American-imposed plan.
Right, this has been some time in coming. We've been fighting Daesh now here in Iraq for 2 years, and the Iraqis have launched the operation. And quite honestly, I think they've launched it when they had planned to do it all along. Since I've been here, mid-October was their mark on the wall, and that's when they started.
There's no doubt that IS is losing ground. This very base, Gayara, from where the Iraqi army is now coordinating the Mosul operation, was only recaptured in July. Both the Iraqi and US military insist the offensive is pretty much going according to plan. But so far, they haven't even reached the city, where the fight will be much harder.